Blog Talk Radio.
Ascension Magic Radio Show. Have a wonderful show for you today. We're going to be talking about the Archangels. So I'm very excited about that. If you don't know anything about Ascension Magic comes directly from my website, ascensionmagic.com, and it's the name of my business. Who am I? My name is Ron Ike. You can call me Ronnie. And I'm an angel intuitive. I'm a certified angel card reader, Reiki practitioner, spiritual teacher, and just a friendly person. And I'm very multifaceted. I put together this radio show as a way to showcase, to share what I've learned with you, basically, to communicate messages from spirit, everything that I've learned. And Thursdays, you can call in, and I do angel readings for people on Thursdays. Sundays is where I communicate spiritual topics. And I want to point out that I'm still learning. So many people think, you know, all these people that do these shows are, you know, if you see someone like Doreen Virtue in person, that they just are this expert and know everything. I'm still learning, and I'm on the path of ascension. And that's my part of my journey, is to help you on the road to ascension. Maybe you don't know what that term means. Ascension is really the raising of consciousness and leaving behind everything that no longer serves us. And there's many changes that happen with that. There's mental changes, physical changes, spiritual changes as you undergo through this process. And the Earth is going through a major transformation right now. I'm sure if you're watching the news or if you keep up with the events, you've heard about the earthquake that's happened in Nepal. So, of course, my thoughts and prayers are out to all the people who are missing loved ones or who are going through some of that devastation. I live in Northern California, and we had an earthquake about 6 months ago near Napa, not too far from Napa. And that was frightening. But considering, you know, our buildings are built to code for earthquakes, Nepal, those buildings are terribly old, and there is a lot of devastation there. So, of course, our thoughts and prayers go out to everyone there in that area. But I wanted to talk about that because as we talk about ascension, the Earth goes through these changes. There's the volcano that's erupting in Chile, and we have the earthquake that happens in Nepal. And those of us who are very sensitive, we can feel some of this in our bodies. And not just the earth changes itself, but the pain and the devastation. So it's really important that you find ways to de-stress and to ask for assistance when you need assistance. And that's hopefully what this show can help you with, is to connect a little bit more with the archangels and find out about who they are. So we're going to get to that in just a moment. So if you're on the planet at this time, you're a part of the ascension process. We're all going through this together. And I did a whole show about ascension. You can listen on the on-demand episodes. I have one called What is Ascension, if you'd like to know more about that. But thankfully, as I mentioned, we're not alone on this journey. We are not alone at all. And we have a whole entire team of guides. And I've been talking about that this whole month. It has been my angel and ascended master month. This entire month of April has been about guides. We started off the month, we talked about all the various spiritual guides and helpers you can call upon. It was an intro. Then we had a show about manifestation, and my guest speaker was Radley Valentine. We talked with you about how to manifest your dreams and the angels you can call upon for that. There was a show about the ascended masters, and we're ending the month talking about the archangels. So if you can always go back and listen to those shows on demand. It's on the main page of my radio show, blogtalkradio.com/ascensionmagic. So are you ready? I'm ready. We're going to get to the archangels, and they deserve a little bit of intro. So I put together a little fanfare. So let's give them a proper intro. Here we go. We'll be right back. that's a little bit of silliness of me. Like, I like music a lot, so I like to put music on here. I like to sing also, so you're going to find that I sing on my shows a lot. So if you're listening to the show, you're listening because you want to either further develop your connection with the archangels, or just maybe you don't really know who they are and you're trying to find out some more information. So let me just share with you, my source of information is Doreen Virtue, and she's someone that I admire. She's a teacher to me, and a lot of the information that I'm giving you today is coming from her book, The Archangels and Ascended Masters book, and you can purchase that book through Hay House. And also my own intuition, I did go out into nature, do some meditations, and some of the archangels gave me messages to share with you. But it's important, too, that you listen to your own guidance, your own inner voice, because depending upon what faith you follow or what spiritual text you read, some of the messages differ. And one of the primary ways that they differ is according to, for example, their genders. I believe that spirit has no gender. In spirit, we're just pure energy. But depending upon which text you read, they might say, well, one particular angel is masculine or one particular angel's of feminine. And my personal belief, and I'll share with you my belief, is that, again, spirit has no gender, but the angels do have a different energy that can feel masculine or feel feminine, but not necessarily that they are male and female. Okay, because even us, for example, we've had lifetimes where we've been male and female. So our spirit is our spirit, but we have these different experiences. Archangel Michael, for example, who we consider to be one of the divine protectors, he would have this very masculine energy. And he's often portrayed as this hunky man with a sword, because he's that protector energy. And that's that male forward energy. Now, Raphael, for example, is a healer, healing energy. And Raphael can sometimes appear to have a feminine energy. It just depends on how you perceive it, really. So my point is that there's not necessarily like a true gender between male and female. It's about like their vibration and the vibration that they're bringing forth to you. And some of them have more of a masculine energy and some of them have a feminine energy. So that's important to bring about there. So now as we go through the show, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go through each archangel. I'm going to tell you what their names mean, the colors that they have, like if you can look at them clairvoyantly, and what they help you with. We're going to end the show with a little quiz. So I put together a little, because I am a teacher, I put together a 10-question quiz. And if you want to be a part of the quiz, I thought it could be fun to do like a little quiz show. So go in the chat room and let me know that you want to come on the show towards the end. And give me your area code, too. And then I can get you on the air if you want to be a part of the quiz. It's just something for fun I thought we could do to see, are you paying attention? Are you listening? And what did you learn? And what did you find out during the show? So that's towards the end of the show. And if we have time, too, we'll get to a meditation so to help us connect deeper with the archangels. All right. So let's get started. The first archangel that I want to talk about with you is Archangel Ariel. And Archangel Ariel, or Ariel, depends on how you want to say it, is the angel of manifestation. And the name of Archangel Ariel means lioness of God. And she often, and I say she, again, see, I'm even being guilty of it, but I think it's a feminine energy, often appears as a lion to people, or if you have dreams, you might see lions in your dreams very often. And that's because Ariel is associated with the animal kingdom. So if you need some help with protecting animals, maybe you're working the vet, maybe you're a vet, or you have a sick animal that you'd like to ask for protection for your animals, you can call upon Ariel. But Ariel also works very closely with nature, and particularly with water. So because of water, we think of water as being like the flow and abundance, right? Water's flowing, abundance is flowing. So Ariel will help you with abundance and manifestation. So animals, manifestation, and also the environment, that's going to be Ariel. And the color of Ariel, like if you were to connect and if you could open up your third eye and actually see Ariel, you would see this pink, this pale pink color. Okay, so real beautiful pale pink. And she has a message. She says, make sure that you know that it's okay to receive. It's safe to receive. As light workers, I'm assuming if you're listening to the show, you're a light worker or you are into angels in some capacity, and we often have a tendency to give more than we receive. So just like the flow of the ocean, the tide that goes out and it comes in, like the water, it's important to be in the flow. So be open to receiving as much as you give out, because we give so much, and it's important that we receive and return the favor and get into that flow. So that's what Ariel can help you with. Now, if you want to call upon any of these archangels, there's not a right or wrong way to do that. Many people will write invocations that you can say, or they will tell you to hold a particular crystal or stone. To me, it's about the intention that you put out, and you really need to ask. We have free will, and the angels will never interfere with our free will, but if we ask for assistance, the angels will come to us in an instant and will be right there to assist. It's about the intention that you put out. So any prayer can do, any thought, or you can say it out loud, you can think it, you can write it on a piece of paper. The intention coming from your heart is what will truly draw the angel to you. And even if you can't remember the names, it's if you're asking for help with manifestation, for example, you can be sure that Ariel will be there. If you specifically focus on Ariel, of course, that strengthens it, but it's about the intention. The universe is more than willing to support you if you're open and ready to receive. So that goes nicely with Ariel. So it doesn't matter how you ask. You just need to actually do the asking and open up and give the angels permission to come near you. Okay? So we're going to go in alphabetical order, and we started with Ariel. The next one is going to be Archangel Azrael. And it's funny because every time I listen to hear Azrael, I think of the cartoon, the Smurfs. Okay, I think the cat was named Azrael. And every time I hear Azrael, it just makes me laugh because it makes me think of that when I was a kid. But Azrael, it's A-Z-R-A-E-L, is the angel of death, basically. So if you have lost somebody recently and you need help with the grief process, or if you know of somebody that might need some assistance, you can call upon an angel to be with somebody else as well. So you can say, Archangel Azrael, please be near, you know, my uncle who is dealing with a stressful situation right now. He just lost his wife. And, of course, that your uncle would need to be open to receiving that, but you can pray on behalf of somebody else. And you can be sure that Azrael will be there with you when you cross over, helping you to make that transition to the other side. And that's really Azrael's primary role. We don't really hear about Azrael very often, but that is his role, is to be the angel of death and to comfort in the time of death. And his name means whom God helps. And if you can see the color of Azrael clairvoyantly, it's this creamy white color, and his energy is typically very quiet and composed as someone who would console you or would be a counselor or a counselor to help you to make your transition. That's Archangel Azrael. Okay? So we talked about Ariel. We got Azrael. Are you paying attention? Because we're going to have a quiz at the end. Next one on the list, we have Shamuel, or sometimes Chamuel, but I think it's more pronounced Shamuel. It's C-H-A-M-U-E-L. And Shamuel, his name means he who sees God. And when we think of Shamuel, we think of the finder, or someone who can help you to find things in your life. That could be anything. If you lost your keys, or if you're looking for something like a romantic relationship, you want to find the perfect partner, or you need help finding the right job, or you don't even know what your life purpose is. Why am I here? Shamuel is the seeker that'll help you to seek out the things you're needing to find in life. Okay, and he also has a role where he's a protector, as Michael would be, especially during world events. So when we think about this earthquake that's happened, or some of these things going on, like the volcano in Chile, or even some of the scarier things like terrorist acts and along those lines, Shamuel can help to protect us from these events and to give you a sense of peace. Okay? But when we typically think of Shamuel, we think of the angel who will seek out things for you. Anything. More than willing to assist as long as you open. Now, there's a message that Shamuel has for us. Okay, and I wrote this down. He says, it's important, dear ones, that you break things down into smaller steps. It's important to prioritize. I will lay out the plan for you like a blueprint and help you to build and change like a master architect to build the life of your dreams. So that was a message that came forth to me the last week when I was sitting out in nature. And just Shamuel came forth to remind us that you can call upon assistance to seek out the things you're looking for. Yay! The color for Shamuel is a beautiful pale, like a pale green. Now, Raphael, we're going to get to later. Raphael has an emerald green energy, but Shamuel has this pale green energy. Pale green energy. Let's give out a shout out to Shamuel. Amen. I love that song. If you don't know that song, that's from that song, Take Me to Church. And it's just a little clip. I love that little amen. To me, it's just so powerful. And it kind of adds a little bit of humor to the show. So I hope you've been paying attention so far. We've got Ariel, Azrael, and Shamuel moving up. Next one on the list we can call upon is Archangel Gabriel. Or sometimes we refer to him as Gabriel. Or some people even think that it's a she or female energy. It's really up to how you perceive. I tend to perceive Gabriel as a male energy, but some people say that it's very feminine. But Gabriel is the angel, the archangel, for you to call upon that can help with communication. So if you are a writer, or if you're like a teacher or some type of anybody that's in the communications, if you have to give a speech, for example, or if you're standing in front of a group and have to do a presentation and you need to present information, Gabriel is the communicator and will help you with that. And it was Gabriel who actually, I believe, if you study the Bible, who communicated the coming of the Messiah, if you're going into the Christian faith. So Gabriel's oftentimes known as the messenger, and has sometimes in some pictures has the trumpet to announce an announcement. So Gabriel can also announce childbirth, can also help you figure out if you're pregnant. Any type of communication from the divine would be Gabriel's role. But as also communication, I said, but artistic stuff as well. Gabriel can help you to communicate the divine messages through your art. There's a lot of archangels that can help you with art, but Gabriel is, to me, more like communicating the divine through your art. Like if you have a message that needs to come through, as opposed to just pure creativity, although he can assist with that. Very powerful, strong archangel. And he has that coach energy, like a life coach that can help you to come forth with communication. And the color for Gabriel, if you were to see clairvoyantly, would be a copper color, like a copper, like the bottom of a copper pan or a penny or something along those lines. So that's what Gabriel will appear like. I call upon Gabriel quite a bit, actually. When I went through my master's program, I had a hard time. I had to write a 60-page paper, and I had no motivation to do this. I frequently called upon Gabriel, said, Archangel Gabriel, please give me the motivation to sit down and focus and write this paper. And sure enough, like I would start writing and before you know it, I'd have like 10 pages written. So if you're a student and you need help like writing a paper, or if you're a writer and you have writer's block, you can really call upon that strength from Archangel Gabriel to help you, to help give you that push to have those messages come forth from Spirit. All right? So again, let's go through the four we've talked about so far. Ariel, we talked about Azrael, Shamuel, Gabriel, and the next one on the list is Archangel Haniel. Now, if my friend Bridget's listening, this is her favorite archangel. She loves Haniel. Haniel is associated with the moon, and Haniel is like this goddess, magician, like a sorceress, like this ritualistic sorceress kind of energy, mystical, ritualistic crystals and magic and the moon and all the magic that comes from the moon. And her name means glory of God or grace of God. And the grace is important because you can call upon Haniel, H-A-N-I-E-L, to give you composure and grace. If you need help, just like Gabriel helps you to stand in front of people and communicate, Haniel will give you poise and grace to do it with grace. Or if you're in a situation that requires you to have grace, perhaps like an upscale event or a party and you need to brushing up on your etiquette, Haniel can help you with that. But also, a lot of my friends like Haniel, because of that ritualistic, magical kind of energy, working with crystals and magic. And when you think of the moon, the full moon coming up, there's so much energy coming from the full moon, it reveals to us everything inside of us. And when we're revealing all the stuff inside of us, that includes our psychic abilities. We're all psychic, but we sometimes shut it off because of fear. It's like a muscle that you have to develop. And Haniel can help you open up your clairvoyance. Because when the moon is full, right, that you can't hide anything. You see everything. So Haniel will help you to see clairvoyantly. But also, Haniel can help you with your healing abilities. If you're a naturopathic healer, or if you do Reiki, or even if you're in the medical profession, Haniel can help you to perfect your practice of healing and to further develop that, just like Raphael would be. But Haniel can do that. Now, there's many roles that the different archangels have, but Haniel's primary one really is that grace and the full moon energy, ritualistic energy, and opening up your clairvoyance. You're going to find that there's several angels that can help you with clairvoyance if that's something that you're thinking of, that you're interested in, if you want to open up your third eye. Of course, that the third eye is one of the chakras. If you want to find out about chakras, you can listen to one of my podcasts about chakras as well. But it's located in the center of your forehead, and that's where those prophetic visions would come from. And it's got this indigo kind of color to it. That's what your third eye chakra is. And Haniel will help you do that. Okay? All right. Moving on. Now, next one we have on the list here is Jeremiah. And Jeremiah is J-E-R-E-M-I-E-L. And Jeremiah's name means the mercy of God. Jeremiah, like Haniel, will help you with clairvoyance. Because Jeremiah is all about seeing what needs to be seen, prophetic visions, and what many people will call upon Jeremiah for is doing a life review. Now, this is really important. Right now, as I mentioned, we are going through a major process of ascension. We're leaving behind what no longer serves us, and we're moving into a higher vibration. As we do that, we might experience some blocks along the way, and we might be stuck. And we might want to know, how did I get here? We might want to look back at our life and ask for help for key moments in our life where we were at a crossroads and we made specific decisions. So if you are looking for some assistance with trying to figure out how you got where you are or trying to change a situation, call upon Archangel Jeremiah, who will come to you either in your dreams or can come to you and just whisper in your ear or give you thoughts in your mind about life review and help you to look back at your life and see where you've been. What were the major decisions that you made? What could you have done different? Now, remember, there's no judgment. The judgment is the judgment that we create. Pure love is what God is, pure unconditional love, and you cannot make mistakes. What happens is you make choices. And there's a cause and effect to that choice. I make this decision, therefore this happens. But that's not saying that your decision's wrong. It's just a different choice. We have free will. There's infinite possibilities out there. So it's important that you don't berate yourself and don't beat yourself up. If you find that you're stuck in a situation and you're trying to get out of it and you're trying to figure out how you got there, call upon Archangel Jeremiah to help you look at your path, to look at your life, and to help you see, to open up your eyes so you can see the path ahead of you and where you're going. So Jeremiah is sort of like the Ascended Master Ganesh that can clear paths for you, clear obstacles, and help you to see where you've been. And he can really help you just go down the right path. So if you find that you're at a crossroads, many of us are there. Do I take this job? Do I take that job? Do I go with this relationship? Do I go with that relationship? Jeremiah can help you to see the path, to see what road that you need to go down. And the color of Jeremiah is a dark purple color. So oftentimes, like paintings and drawings will have this really beautiful dark purplish color that you'll see, or you might see a dark purple in your mind when you're thinking of Jeremiah, when you do life review, or in your dreams, maybe you see a dark purple color, okay? Now I'm going to go to the next one, and then I'm going to put on some transition music, just so I can, because I have to go to another book that I have. The next archangel we're going to talk about is very important right now, and it's someone that I call upon all the time. This is Archangel Jophiel, J-O-P-H-I-E-L, Jophiel. And Jophiel's name means beauty of God. Jophiel is really about finding your inner beauty, appreciating and loving yourself for who you are. So the reason why I like Jophiel is because the world that we're in is very harsh, and we're brought up in a world that hasn't always taught us to love ourselves. And it's sometimes really difficult to break the cycles and patterns of that self-talk you have in your head of you're not worthy enough, you know, or I'm not beautiful, I'm ugly, whatever it is, that negative self-talk that we think of. Jophiel will help to come to you and give you beautiful thoughts, beautify your thoughts, beautify your world. So with that in mind, Jophiel is also associated with art, true beautiful art, and any kind of artwork that has to do with beauty or anything that beauty. If you're trying to redecorate your house and you want to figure out, well, what artwork should I put in here? Or what would make my garden look more beautiful? What would bring more beauty into my life? Jophiel is the one to call upon. And Jophiel has just this really sweet and gentle energy, like a loving grandmother is how I feel, Jophiel, and will help you to bring beauty, to love yourself, to beautify your thoughts, beautify your world, beautify the planet. And I feel that Jophiel works with the fairies too, because the fairies are about beautifying the planet and nature, and Jophiel, I feel, works with the fairies as well. And when you'll know Jophiel's there because you'll feel more confident. You'll feel a lot more confident. And you'll see like a dark pink color in your mind. So when I work with people and I sense Jophiel, I see that dark pink. Or when I call upon Jophiel, sometimes I see that dark pink. Well, I actually will feel more confident. I feel a lot more confident and just proud of who I am and moving forward and just being confident with yourself. So that is Jophiel, and I think that many people out there would benefit from calling upon Jophiel. I'm going to take a break here. I know I've been going on talking about some of the archangels. I'm not going to stop the show, but I want to just take a turn and before I get into the next one, which is going to be Metatron. And I want to talk to you about some of the ways that you can connect with them besides just calling upon them. There are some crystals that you can use. One of the crystals you can use, if you're into stones, is called angelite. And angelite is like a light color. It's got like this bluish color to it. And when you hold it, it will help you to feel the vibration of the angelic kingdom. And they're very inexpensive. You can get them polished, or you can get them like rough, depending on if you go to a crystal shop. Celestite is another stone you can use. Also, selenite. These are some good stones that you can use to help you connect directly with the angelic kingdom. Now, it's not necessary that you have a crystal with you, but it can help you, especially if you're somebody that's sensitive to energy. It might help you to strengthen that bond with them. So that if you're into crystals. Now, if you listen to my show with Radley Valentine, Radley likes to have four archangels that he calls upon, and almost like the four directions. He really likes the archangels. And I'm going to share his idea with you, or his plan, I guess you want to say. He has one in the four directions. So he has one to the front, he has one to the back, one to the right, and one to the left. And that's something that you can do. So if you're trying to focus on healing, for example, we're going to talk about Raphael in just a minute. You might have Raphael to the front of you as the primary healing energy. And then you might have Michael in the back of you supporting you. And on the right, you might have Jophiel giving you that beauty and comfort. And on the left, you might have Gabriel helping you to have strength. I mean, it's really up to you which four you want to call upon. That's just one method that he likes to use. He works very strongly with the archangels. You can have as many as you like. You can call upon as many as you like. It's your personal choice on what you choose to do. It's just about your intention and what your own intuition says. Okay? So just keep that in mind. I'm going to put a little transition music here. We're going to get to Metatron. Hello, Archangel Metatron is next on the list, you guys. So now, what's different about Metatron compared to the other archangels is that his name doesn't end in E-L. So you might have been hearing that. We have Michael, Shamuel, Azrael, Gabriel, right? All these ones that end in E-L. The E-L means of God, and Metatron doesn't have the E-L because Metatron... And his story is different depending upon which religious text you refer to. He was once a mortal man. He was the prophet known as Enoch, who was a great scribe. And he received a book called the Book of Angel Raziel. We're going to talk about that, which contained all these mysterious secrets of the universe. And he was so pious and so connected to the divine in his life that he was rewarded and ascended into the role of archangel. And his role, because he was such a great scribe, is to continue to be the scribe. So there's such a thing called the Akashic Records. Some of you may or may not have heard of it, but it's basically like every single possible experience that you've ever had in your entire life is recorded in this hall of records called the Akashic Records. And Metatron is the angel, the archangel, that records and scribes into the Akashic Records. So if you want to figure out some of your past lives, maybe, or just like Jeremiah can help you with a life review, Metatron can help you with a life review as well. So he's that great scribe. But he's also a little bit of a mysterious angel. He's very powerful and can help you with something that I'm interested in, which is sacred geometry. Sacred geometry is the fundamental structure of the entire universe. The universe, if you were to look at it from a higher perspective, from a metaphysical perspective, you would see that there's all these patterns and these proportions that are so mysterious and magical that when you really get into it really, really deep, it can require you sometimes to kind of get outside of your brain and to think outside of the box. And Metatron can help you with that. Metatron you might have heard of something called Metatron's Cube. Metatron's Cube comes from Metatron. And what it is if you listen to my show on sacred geometry, you'll find out more. But from the Flower of Life pattern, which is like the building block of the universe, if you connect some of the lines in there, it creates this cube called Metatron's Cube, which is said to contain the blueprint of all of existence. All of the Platonic solids, which are the basic building block of everything if you study chemistry, come from Metatron's Cube. And Metatron's Cube can help you to clear your energy, to clear your chakras. So Metatron has so many different, amazing different things you can call upon for. So you can ask Metatron to bring his Metatron's Cube into your body and have it spin around and clear your chakras, clear your energy centers, and to clear your space. Metatron will help you to clear your space. I really feel that he is connected with the Great Pyramid in Egypt and understanding some of the secrets there. It's just something that came through to me. Now, Doreen Virtue, who I'm getting a lot of this information from, she says that you can call upon Metatron if you have children that are diagnosed with ADHD. And that is something that is at an all-time high right now. I'm a high school teacher, so I can tell you I see it all the time. And it's unfortunate that the children who are bringing such wonderful gifts are trying to be kept in the old way of being. They don't fit in with the old way. That's not what they're here to do. They are here to change up the system, to bring forth a new way of being. And they're going to be labeled as different and out there and maybe autistic and get, and sometimes what's sad is that they are medicated for their ADHD. And this throws them off their path and confuses them and creates sort of a it can give them a very difficult time in their life. So if you have any children in your life, whether they're your own children or if you're a teacher or nieces and nephews that you know that might have ADHD and you need some assistance with how to deal with that, or if you would like to ask for protection for that child, you can call upon Metatron. Metatron will be there to help these children. These children are referred to as indigo children. And the indigo is a new generation. Well, actually, now we also have the crystal children and the rainbow children. But Metatron will be more than happy to assist and to give you guidance and insights in creating a safe space and for the right proper decisions to make there, okay? So that's Metatron. And again, Metatron has a lot of different uses. The next one we're going to get to is the famous Archangel. And on my Facebook page, you have the statue there of Archangel Michael. Michael is one of the famous core archangels that everybody refers to. And his name means he who is like God. And his main purpose is to remove fears that keep us stuck and to be like a coach or a leader, okay? As lightworkers, he is the manager of lightworkers. So your divine life purpose, what you came here to do, you could think of Archangel Michael as being like this, like your CEO or like the manager of you, like the person you like, not a boss, but like your primary supervisor or coach that you can go to for help or assistance on what is your purpose, what is your life purpose. And if you need help moving forward, you go, just like at a job, you go to your supervisor, hey, I don't know how to do this, what do I do? Go to Michael. Say, hey, Archangel Michael, please help me. I really need some help. I'm stuck. I have all this fear, and I need to let it go. Can you please come near me and release the fear? Archangel Michael carries a sword of light that'll cut through that fear and will just release any attachments that you have to ego and fear, anything that's keeping you stuck from moving forward on your life purpose. Archangel Michael will give you that push, give you that motivation. I've been working very closely with Archangel Michael. And sometimes when you work with Michael, you might feel hot, like hot flashes. You might see flashes of light around your eyes. And you'll feel a strong push like a coach lifting you up. I've literally felt Archangel Michael picking me up like by my shoulders, saying, you can do this. I'm here for you. I got your back. And that's what Archangel Michael's here to help you. But Michael is also the protector, right? So if you have, like, if you struggle, if you're somebody that's constantly picking up negative or lower energy. Like, you're super sensitive, and you need to clear it away. You can ask Archangel Michael to come near you and cut the cords of the fear and to protect you in a bubble that will give you protection. He can come and clear your space. If you have any lower entities in your space, some people live, you know, like on a grave site or something and have like all these lower spirits hanging around. You can ask Archangel Michael to lift up those entities into the light so that they do not interfere with you. Michael will be more than willing to assist you with that. That's why he carries a sword of light, to protect and to shield and to get rid of lower vibes and to catch anything that's not in the highest vibration. So you can call upon Archangel Michael for any type of motivation, your life purpose, next steps that you should take, clearing your space, protection, and giving you courage. Many, many light workers are working with Archangel Michael on a daily basis. So if you have not worked with Michael yet, definitely just open your heart and reach out and ask for assistance, and he'll be more than willing to come and be there with you. You'll feel him instantly. Michael's energy is very strong, so you'll feel him stronger than some of the other archangels who are more subtle. Michael's energy will be very strong. So just be open to that. Now, the color of Archangel Michael is this royal blue and royal purple energy or color. So I look back in my life, I love the color royal blue. And I look back and I'm thinking, maybe that's my whole life I've been working with Archangel Michael, just didn't really notice it until I started opening up to angels and finding more about angels. So if you work with royal blue and royal purple a lot, it could be a sign that you've always been working with Archangel Michael, or Archangel Michael's been there. So that's something to remember. So Michael, one of the main coaches to assist you. Okay, we're going to move on to the next one, who is Archangel Raguel, R-A-G-U-E-L. And Raguel's name means friend of God. Raguel is there to help with disputes, particularly legal disputes or any type of justice and resolution. So if you have like a lawsuit that you're dealing with and you'd like a positive resolution, you can call upon Raguel. If you just had an argument, or if you're in a situation where you have a conflict with somebody and you need help with harmonious resolution, call upon Raguel. And Raguel will be like a friend that will be there to assist and give you advice and bring fairness and equity to all. So that's R-A-G-U-E-L. Sometimes you see the scales of justice with Raguel, and that's how you know that he's helping you with equity and fairness. And his color is a dark, pale blue. So that's Raguel. Raguel is not a well-known archangel, but he is someone that you can call upon, particularly if you find you're around a situation where you have a lot of argumentative people. Maybe at your job site, maybe you have gossipy, arguing people, or people that you know in your family. And, you know, you're dreading going to this Thanksgiving because there's going to be arguments. Call upon Raguel to be there and to bring peaceful situation to your family event so that you can have peace and harmony. And you could bring Raguel to some places in the world that need cooperation and harmony and resolution, such as, you know, like the Middle East and other places that are struggling with disputes. So remember Raguel, and that might be an angel that you may not have heard of. Now, an angel you've probably heard of, my guess, would be Raphael, Archangel Raphael. Many of us have heard of Raphael, and Raphael's name means God heals. God heals. And you'll know Raphael's there because Raphael's energy is emerald green and a very strong presence, just like Michael. Michael and Raphael work together in tandem. They're very closely related. They work together. And Raphael, you'll feel the sweet energy, but you'll also feel the strength. If you are any type of healer, you work in any healing practice, Reiki or massage, or if you're a doctor or a nurse, Raphael is already there with you. If you are trying to work on a health issue, any type of health issue, healthy diet, healthy eating, getting rid of addictions caffeine, or it's any type of lower energy food, Raphael is there to help you with your health, any type of health issue, especially developing your clairvoyance too. Just like some of the other angels we talked about, like Haniel, Raphael will develop your clairvoyance and help you to see clearly. Or if you have trouble with your eyes, if you wear contacts or glasses, Raphael can help you. In general, though, any type of health issue, whatever it is, Raphael will be there to help you, to help your space, to heal your space, heal relationships, to heal your pets, to heal anything that involves healing. And what many of us call upon Raphael as well is for safe travels. Maybe you didn't know that. But if you're going on a trip and you want to be protected during your trip, have a smooth, nice, easy, safe trip with, you know, no problems going through lines, and have your luggage get to you without your luggage being lost, and anything that has to do with traveling, you can call upon Raphael, and Raphael will be there to assist you. And again, Raphael's color is emerald green, and he is the primary angel for healing that we all refer to. Okay, so we're going to get to my favorite archangel, who we've talked about on the show before, is Raziel. And I want to give Raziel a fanfare. Let's see if this works. That's rather dramatic, huh? I found these like free sound clips and I thought, oh, it'd be great if I put some sound on there. But that one sounds like, I don't know, it's like awfully regal, like he's like a king. It reminds me of The Wizard of Oz when the lion has the robe and he's walking up the steps of the Emerald City. I was a king. Like, that's what it reminds me of. But I love Raziel. You know why I love Raziel? Because I have a fond affinity with wizards, and I've had several lifetimes as a wizard and a sorcerer kind of energy. And Raziel, R-A-Z-I-E-L, is like the wizard of the archangels. And his name means the secrets of God. Raziel knows the secrets of the universe. He wrote them down in his book called The Book of Angel Raziel, or it's called Sefer Raziel. And there's a lot of debate about that book. Some scholars will say that it wasn't penned by him, that it was actually penned by a Jewish scholar. Regardless of the fact, Raziel is there to help you with all the mysterious aspects of the universe. If you're interested in like quantum physics, sacred geometry, time travel, any type of like mysterious esoteric, how does the universe work? You know, free energy and all these things that are like secrets and mysteries of the universe, that's what Raziel's there for. And that's why I love Raziel so much, because I'm like this mysterious person and I'm really connected with sacred geometry. And I'm even going to put workshops together on sacred geometry soon in the future, so look out for that. But Raziel will help you with those high levels of mysterious things in the universe. How does the universe work? And will open up your psychic abilities so that you can hear the divine on a very high level. Okay, not just clairvoyance, but really tapping into like high, like a wizard would get you connected to the secrets of nature. It will connect you with the secrets of God. So Raziel is the mysteries of the universe, clairvoyance, but also manifesting. You can call upon Raziel to help you manifest. Just like a wizard would manifest things magically in front of you, Raziel can help you with that. And you'll know Raziel's there when you see the rainbows, rainbow-colored aura. A lot of people say that about me. They say my energy is all rainbow. And now that I'm putting it together, I'm like, well, duh, it makes sense because I work with Raziel all the time. So when you see rainbow energy or you see maybe in meditation, you'll see rainbows. Or if you see rainbows outside often, maybe you've been praying and you see rainbows. It could mean that Raziel is there. And Raziel, I think, also can help you connect with some of the magical things like unicorns. If you're interested in magic along those lines, you can ask Raziel to help you with that. So there's the wizard energy, my favorite. I like the magical part of life. So that's Raziel. We only have a few more, and then we're going to have a quiz. I hope you've been paying attention, everyone, because there's a quiz. Three more. Next one we're going to talk about is Sandalphon. Sandalphon. And what does Sandalphon's name remind you of? Sandalphon is similar to Metatron. You hear how it's got the O-N at the end, not the E-L? So Metatron and Sandalphon were actually twin brothers, and they both, before they became archangels, were men that walked the earth. Metatron was the prophet Enoch, but Sandalphon was the prophet Elijah. And Sandalphon's purpose is really about answering and delivering prayers, being sure that your prayers are brought up to heaven and delivered down from heaven. And a lot of people say that he's this very tall, giant figure that's touching heaven with his hands. So maybe you will see Sandalphon as a giant connecting to heaven. But the color for Sandalphon is a beautiful turquoise energy. And Sandalphon, again, will help you to help your prayers be answered. So if you have a prayer that's just very urgent and you really, really would like some extra help with that, you can ask Sandalphon to assist with that. Now, be sure that you're not into begging mode, that you're not begging for your prayers to be answered. What I mean is that if you have a prayer that you would like some extra help on it, instead of begging, just ask Sandalphon to please ensure that it's heard, and Sandalphon will help you. But Sandalphon will also help you with music. So if you're trying to find like the right music for like a party, or if you want to find the right song, maybe you're putting together a video or a movie, or for meditation, you want to find the right music to meditate, Sandalphon can help you find the right music to listen to. So that is Sandalphon. We have two more to go, and then I'm going to quiz you guys. Next one is Uriel. Uriel is one of the most well-known angels, U-R-I-E-L. He's very wise. So one of the wisest ones, like the sage, kind of like Zadkiel in that sense, where the wise, sage, wizardy kind of energy. But his name means God is light. So he's the angel of light. And when you see Uriel, you'll see it. You'll sense a yellow, bright, golden light near you, like a sun almost. That's how you'll know that Uriel's there. And Uriel is a very wise sage who, like Michael, is a coach, coaching you and giving you solutions to life. But Uriel is so multivariate, just like Metatron. I would say one of the primary things that people call upon Uriel for is for understanding information, for problem solving. So if you're a student and you're trying to understand, you know, a text and you can't decipher it, Uriel can help you with that. Any type of intellectual pursuits, Uriel will help you with that, intellectual type of things. But also, Uriel's connected with the weather. So if you need some protection, if you're maybe like in a bad storm, you can call upon Uriel. If you're praying for rain, if in California we have drought, Uriel might be an angel to call upon to assist with that. Primary, though, Uriel is the angel of light and intellectual pursuits. Okay, we want to think about like any type of problem solving, solutions. Any type of solution. So if you would like, if you need help with finding a solution to a problem, Uriel is going to be your angel. Now the last one we have in our list, we've gone through them all, is Zadkiel, Z-A-D-K-I-E-L. And Zadkiel's name means the righteousness of God. Zadkiel's purpose is to help you forgive, to help you have compassion for yourself. Much like Jophiel helps you have compassion for yourself, Zadkiel's there to bring compassion, to see the divine light in all things, to forgive yourself, to forgive others. And also, Zadkiel has also been associated with memory functions too. So if you need help recalling information, like on a test, again, like you're a student and you want to remember information for a test, you can ask Zadkiel to be there to help you recall facts. Or if you have to give a speech again and you can't remember what your next train of thought was, Zadkiel will be there to give you the information that you need, along with Uriel. But primarily, Zach heals associated with compassion and forgiveness for yourself and others. And you'll know that Zach heals there because you'll feel that deep indigo blue energy. So we need to give a little music because we went through them all. So let's get an amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So thank you, angels, for being there with us today. Now, I want to give you guys a short little mini quiz. I only have about 4 minutes left in the show, so this didn't quite work the way I thought it was going to do. What I wanted to do was have two people on the show and do like a quiz show, but I'm just going to quiz you, and it'd just be a chance for you to see, were you paying attention? What did you learn? So I'll just ask a question, and you could mentally think the answer, and we'll see how well you do. Question number one. I should get like quiz music. I wonder if I could find quiz music. Let's put on this music. This might be too boring. We'll see. Yeah, that's not going to work. That's too boring. Let's just do it without the music. Question number one. Okay. Who are the primary angels you can call upon for protection? Did you say Archangel Michael? Archangel Shamuel is also a protector. You may have also said Raphael. These are the primary ones, but you could have said some of the other ones as well, but Michael's the primary one we think about when we think of protection. Question number two, who is the primary healing angel? Who is the primary healing angel? Did you say Raphael? It's Archangel Raphael is the one you're going to call upon for healing. Next question, who can help you? What archangel can you call upon for life review? Who can help you look over your life and where you've been? Do you remember? That would be Archangel Jeremiah, J-E-R-E-M-I-E-L, Jeremiah. How you doing so far? Hope you're doing good. All right, next question. What archangel can you call upon for disputes, legal disputes? Or resolution to conflict if you're in a dispute. Did you say Raguel? Because if you did, you're right. Ding, 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 ding. R-A-G-U-E-L, Raguel. Next question. What archangel can you call upon to help you find things if you lost something? Who's the seeker? I hope you remembered that that was Archangel Shamuel. Archangel Shamuel. Next question, what archangel can you call upon for manifestation? To manifest. That was Archangel Ariel, A-R-I-E-L. Next question, who is the angel of death? What angel helps you comfort passing over? Do you remember? That's Archangel Azrael. Like the cat from the Smurfs. Remember the cat from the Smurfs? Gargamel's cat? That's how I remember it. Okay, next question. This is my favorite archangel and the angel associated with the secrets of the universe. Do you remember? That's Archangel Raziel. Okay, one more question for you. On for communication, any type of communication. That is Archangel Gabriel. Yay! You passed. Flying colors. I'm so proud of you guys. Woohoo! I want to thank you guys all for listening to the show. I hope you enjoyed it. I do these every Sunday. I invite you to follow the show to keep up with newer episodes. The month of May is going to be my magic month. So I'll be talking with you about all kinds of magical things, sacred geometry and shamanism and unicorns and fairies and all kinds of magical things. Thursdays, you can call in to do angel readings with me. I am a certified angel card reader and an angel intuitive. If you'd like a professional reading, of course, check out my website, ascensionmagic.com. You can also find me on Facebook, Ascension Magic. So I want to send you many blessings and know that all is well.